Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
So first of all, he's way better than his ERA. I mean, that goes without saying. The stuff is actually really, really good. Fastball is occasionally up to 100 if he has a Red Bull before an outing. He's mostly, you know, 97, 98, going to touch 99 in most of his appearances. So it's pretty plus stuff. He's got a filthy slide piece as well that gets swings and misses. I mean, you can see by the numbers, he's got 50 strikeouts in 45 innings and a whip barely over one. That the guy, you know, has, like, back of the bullpen swing and miss abilities. He's been beat way too often lately on a splitter that he's been throwing more often, and the numbers for the year on the split are pretty good. But my big frustration with him recently, and just so people know, he was kind of on what was a tired-armed, fatigue-driven regression in the last couple of weeks. He got overworked. He was on pace at one point, like 2 weeks ago, to pitch in almost 80 games, and they've really backed off of him, only used him a few times here recently. He went from like July 5th to the 12th, pitching three appearances over a span of a week, which is normally, you know, about probably, you know, one or two fewer than what he had. And they did that a couple weeks in a row. But his fastball so routinely is good that he gets swings and misses off of it, and guys just can't catch up or don't barrel it. And for him to constantly go to the splitter and get beat, which has happened in some of the games recently where the ERA has been inflated, has been really maddening. So if I'm the Royals, I sit down with him and I say, listen, man, let's read swings. Like, when the ball's being fouled off to certain parts of the ballpark, when guys are behind that fastball, there's no reason to go to your secondaries. But he's a former first-round pick. He was a 22nd selection in 2013. And he's got a chance to be a closer, in my opinion, on a team that needs a ninth-inning arm. For whatever reason, here in Washington, he was always excellent in the eighth inning as a setup man. And then when he pitched in the ninth and the tenth, the numbers weren't nearly as good. But the sample size is small, and I don't think that means he can't do it.